Kendra, where are you going? It's not safe down there. That fire is spreading.
We can still save the camera.
It's literally in the fire, Kendra. How?
Those cameras are sturdy enough. The tape should be okay. We don't have time to talk about it. Come on.
Kendra, wait! Damn it! She's gonna get herself hurt.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Just stay here, Kenny. Don't do anything else.
Stupid, stupid, stupid. Wait, I'll go back and stop myself from messing up. Why can't I go back in time to stop this? Why isn't it working?
Howdy. I'm Detective Gantz. Like I said, big fan, Mr. Fields.
Evening.
So what's with the small army, Detective? I feel a little insulted that no one came by to talk to me before sending out the death squad here.
You're Joshua St. Pierre, right?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Look, we're not a death squad. We're just exercising a little caution, that's all. You might not be aware, or maybe you are and you don't care, but plenty of folks are worried about their children right now.
Are they now?
And what exactly do you mean by that?
Detective, no one in that settlement is there against their will.
Oh, and are you including yourself in that? Because we've been trying to get a hold of you for the past several days. We have questions.
Apologies for the absence, but yes, myself included. I've been here interviewing everyone for a new special I'm doing.
Oh yeah?
Yes, it's a feel-good piece about how these people live completely off the land. They build everything from scratch, farm their own food, make their own clothes. You see that reporter over there?
Ain't her name Donna?
Or El Chupacabra, depending on who you ask.
She's been spending nothing but bullshit and getting everyone riled up about this place, yourself included.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not the biggest fan of her segments, truth be told. They're a bit sensationalist for my liking.
Detective, we're being as compliant as can be. What do you need from us to show that we're not bullshitting here?
Well, see, now that's the problem, because you've kind of put me in a bind. People want answers, the media's watching, and y'all thought now was a good time to start a bonfire. Sends a weird signal. Got some of the boys spooked.
I know it looks bad, but that fire was not a call made by either of us. Someone will feel my wrath for it, though. You better believe it.
All right, look, tell you what I'm gonna do. Normally, I'd run this through a much more stringent process, but because Mr. Fields is here and he's vouching for you, I'm assuming I don't have that much to worry about.
Thank you, Detective.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm still gonna need something from you. It's been too much work for my squad to come out here and not have the whole neighborhood notice. So, if you could just let us in for a couple of minutes.
I get it. If you and your men need to come in and talk to us, that's fine.
Good, that's good. One more thing. I need you to have everyone in the compound come out, kneel down with their hands above their heads. It's just a formality, but we need to be safe. All right?
On their knees, really? Come on, man.
Buddy, I know how it sounds, but take into consideration that my people will be walking into that compound without any idea of what's in there. They ain't feeling so secure right now with that fire burning back there, so I need you to meet me halfway. Make sure neither side does anything to make the other jump. All right?
Joshua?
Yeah, all right, I get it. Shit. Give me a minute. I gotta talk these people down. They're scared shitless, and they need to understand what's about to happen.
All right, that's fine. You take all the time you need. Just give me a signal when you're ready.
All right. When the gates open again, your people are free to come in.
All right. Until then.
Let's go, Braden.
Reckon you'll have any trouble getting everyone to agree?
Well, I sure as shit hope not. Hard to keep calm when there are monsters banging on your door.
They're not monsters, Joshua.
Yeah, well, my people don't know that.
Shit! The heat coming off of that is insane!
Can you still see Brayden's camera?
Barely. It's just in the middle there. You see? The dark spot closest to us.
I see it. Right there.
It's not moving! I gotta get closer. My powers aren't strong enough to move it from this far.
Wait. Let me try.
Who the fuck are you two?
Shit!
Kendra? How did you get in here?
Take it easy, Claire. They're just kids.
We're not kids.
All right. Who's this guy, Kendra?
I'm a friend of your sister.
Claire, we talked to Crystal. We're just here to see if you're okay.
How did you even know where to find me? Are my parents here too?
No, I promise. It's just us.
Plus a squad of cops, damn it. I knew Brayden coming here was going to lead to something like this.
Claire, put the gun down, now!
Kendra!
Claire, no!
What the hell was...
No! Wait, just wait.
Duck your head and get inside. No!
Hold your fire. Hold your fire.
What happened? Who the fuck shot a gun?
We don't know. None of us did.
Then where did those shots come from?
Joshua. Someone's been hit.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. Move aside.
Who's hit?
Captain Thais took a few shots to the arm and leg. But Ashley. Those fucking pigs killed Ashley.
Fields. I thought we had an agreement. You really just put one over on me, huh? All right. Have it your way. You want to play hardball? We'll play hardball. I want everyone in that compound to come out with their hands up now.
Look, how did this happen?
What do we do?
Jesus. I ain't so sure.
Bargo Productions presents Lucidus Somnia, starring Maya Doliel as Kendra Nichols, Alistair Cato as Michael Pham, Bradley Gareth as Brayden Fields, and Vinay P. Narayani as Dr. Sanjay Padaki. I'm Rick DeBarros, creator of this podcast, and this is Season 2, Episode 7, entitled From the Ashes.
I think I'm okay. Are you guys okay? Kendra? Kenny? Shit! Kendra! Where are you?
Over here!
There you are! Are you guys okay?
We're fine. We're okay. Right, Kenny? She's upset, but I don't think she's hurt.
Why didn't you stay on the roof like we said, Kenny?
Michael!
Please don't be mad at me. I had to.
Well, now things are a lot worse and people could be getting hurt.
But I helped you! Just leave me alone!
What the hell, Michael?
I don't know. I didn't mean to snap at her.
It was your idea to teleport to that roof in the first place. We were perfectly fine watching from back here. Take some accountability.
I'm sorry. I've never been shot at before. I'm rattled. Damn it, I messed up again. Where do you think she went?
I have no idea. She could be anywhere.
Should we go looking for her?
No. I was very self-sufficient at that age. We need to figure out what to do here with Brayden and everyone else. Sounded like the cops opened fire. People are probably hurt.
I don't know what more we can do if bullets are flying everywhere.
Let's just get a little bit closer and see if we can spot Brayden. We've got to get him out of there if we can.
Agreed. I'm sorry, Kendra.
Not right now, Michael. We've got to stay focused.
We're now being escorted to safety to avoid further casualties. Shots have been fired by members of Colossus after a failed negotiation. Brayden Fields and his accomplice, Joshua St. Pierre, refuse requests to stand down. As we continue to report from the security of police cover, we pray that the children held in captivity will eventually make it home safely. I'm Donna Rutledge, live on the scene.
Donna, can you turn that radio off? I can't stand to listen to this anymore.
Of course. These roads, very treacherous in the dark. I remember the way, though. Don't worry. Take a breath, Kenneth. They are going to be fine.
This car can go fast enough.
I understand. I'm not even their parent and I feel like I could be sick. But I have faith in them to be careful and look out for one another. I know I've said it before, but you and Sondra have done an incredible job raising Kendra, despite the circumstances.
We tried, Doc. We really did. Shit. It's breaking my heart to think about Sondra in that house all alone, wondering what's happening. At least we're on the move. Sitting still right now must be torture.
I'm sure you, of all people, know she's a strong woman, Kenneth. She can handle anything if it's for the sake of her child.
Yeah, she's stronger than me, that's for sure. I don't know what I would do if anything happened to them. And please, don't try to comfort me on this by saying nothing will happen. Death doesn't discriminate. I've seen that firsthand. Doesn't matter how good or bad you are, how old or young, death likes to eat.
You've lost people close to you before?
When I was younger, yeah.
I'm sorry. I know that pain. And that's why we'll do everything we can to ensure we don't become familiar with it once more.
I'm glad to hear it. Out of all the people I could be heading into this minefield with, I'm glad it's you, Doc. Whoa. Holy shit, that's a lot of them. That can't be a good sign.
No.
We gotta keep up with them.
Hold on tight.
Come on, girl. Just breathe. They're fine. Everyone's gonna be fine. Oh, please, please, please. Let them be okay.
Mommy!
Oh, Kenny! Oh, my baby girl. Are you okay? Let me look at you. Are you hurt? Where are the others?
Kendra and Michael are fine. They got mad at me, but I saved them.
Mad at you? Save them?
Yeah, there was a gun and they were gonna get hit, but I jumped back in time and I saved them so they won't die.
What? But they're okay now, right? You said they were okay.
Yeah, I saved them.
Okay. Did you see your daddy or Dr. Padaki?
No.
Well, what did Kendra say they were doing next? Why isn't she here?
I don't know. They got mad at me before I could explain what I did, so I just came home.
Okay, sweetie. Okay. You're safe now. We'll wait here together until everyone comes back. Everything's gonna be all right. I promise.
No, it isn't. I have to go back out there.
No. You're staying here, little lady. It's too dangerous.
But they still need my help, Mommy. Kendra and Michael.
No, sweetie, they don't. You've already saved them, remember?
But I saw what happens next. If I stay here, it happens again.
What happens again?
They're gonna die.
What?
I can see it happening over and over. The only way it stops is if I do something.
Oh, my goodness. This can't be happening.
You have to let me go save them again. But when I see myself saving them this time, I'm not wearing what I have on. I'm wearing what I wore when I first got here.
When you first got here? Today's the day.
No way I'm going to be able to find a cab at this hour.
Attention! Will Rick Maceo please report to the information desk?
Son of a bitch, what now?
To the information desk, please. Thank you.
Well, at least I don't have to walk all the way across the terminal to find it. Hello, you called me?
Oh, hello, Mr. Maceo. Thank you for coming so quickly. So, there's a gentleman on the phone here who was hoping to catch you after your flight.
Not this again. Did he leave a name?
No, I'm sorry, sir. He didn't offer a name. Just said he was your old pal.
Old pal. I could only be one person. All right, let's see.
Here you go, sir.
Hello?
Hey, old pal. How you doing? What's it been? 8 years now? I honestly didn't think I'd get you. Kinda impressed by my own timing.
Are you insane? What the fuck are you doing calling me? How the hell did you even know where I was?
I may not work for those bastards anymore, but I still know all the old tricks.
God damn. I'm hanging up.
Okay. I'll just get to the point. Not up for small talk, huh? I figured it out, Rick. I can't believe it took me this long, but they placed Michael Pham with you, didn't they?
He's been with you this whole time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't play dumb, Rick. You know I'm way smarter than that.
God, did Blakely put you up to this?
Blakely? You know damn well I have nothing to do with any of them anymore, especially him. I'm hurt you'd even suggest that.
Then what the hell do you want? I'm in a hurry.
Right. Well, I'm just gonna say this, and I'll let you go. Once Michael's done saving the day with his friend again, you and your son, you need to get somewhere safe.
How bad is it?
I found you all the way at an airport in Austin, didn't I?
Here you go. The clothes you arrived in. Good as new.
Thanks, Mommy.
I remember when I got you that shirt and those pants. Do you remember what you said you'd do after I gave them to you?
I said I would give you the biggest hugs before bedtime every night.
That's right, baby. And now you've got 2 weeks to make up for it when you go back.
When I go back? Mommy, I won't see you again after this, will I?
Oh, baby. You will. But it'll be back in the right place in time. We'll all be there waiting for you when you get there. Me, Daddy, Michael, everyone.
Even Doc and Buster?
Yes, even Doc and Buster. You'll see.
You promise?
Oh, baby, I promise. Now come here. Give Mommy a hug. I love you, sweetie.
I love you too, Mommy. I'm ready.
All right. Go get him, sweetie.
Backup is arriving.
So that's why they've been quiet. I'm gonna stick my head out.
I really don't recommend that. They're obviously on edge if they've got backup arriving. Best to wait until they open up dialogue again.
That's a big if. My bet is they're just waiting till they have enough fucking manpower to storm the gates and take us all out.
That's not happening.
We should get the guns, just in case. Fuck this waiting around shit.
You can't. I don't care how many coyotes you've defended yourselves from, but none of you are trained for war. And there's more of them out there than you. The second anyone starts shooting again, that's it. It's done. Everyone in here dies.
Well, someone ain't being fucking honest with me, Brayden. Someone in here shot a gun in the middle of a fucking negotiation, and I don't trust him not to do it again. I gotta get out there. I gotta go unarmed. I gotta try.
Joshua, they will kill you.
Then it's been a good ride, compadre. Now step aside.
No, wait!
What is it, Claire?
It was me. I was the one who fired.
What the fuck, Claire?
You gotta be shitting me, Claire. I don't believe there exists a good possible explanation for you nearly getting us all killed. But I'm willing to listen.
I didn't mean to, okay? There were two kids in here and then...
Two kids? Where?
By the fire. And a third little girl, no more than six, just appears out of nowhere and then all of them disappeared together. It was like magic.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You shot at them? Are they okay?
She's telling the truth, Joshua. I saw it with my own eyes. It wasn't normal. This was something else. Something fucking weird.
Those kids, are they okay?
I didn't hit any of them, okay? I don't think. They just disappeared immediately into thin air.
I don't have time for this bullshit. Give me your gun.
She's telling the truth, Joshua. They disappeared right in front of us.
I do not give a flying fuck. Claire, gun now.
But what if they start shooting again? I'll need it. We all need to be armed.
You lost that right when you shot the gun and got us all killed, Claire. You and Damien both seeing shit. I don't know what's wrong with you. You both need to sit down and get your minds right. Back me up on this, Brayden.
Yeah, you're both obviously seeing stuff under the stress of it all. Hand Joshua the gun, Claire. This needn't get any more out of hand than it already has.
No.
I'm fucking sorry? What? What did you just say to me?
I said no. You're not getting it. I know what I saw. I'm not giving you shit. And you know what? I think you're going soft. Yeah. Yeah, I said it. You've been pussyfooting around this situation, playing nice with a hungry bear that wants to eat you. The only way to get rid of them is to show that we bite. Am I right?
It's not your fucking call to make, Claire. And you know what? I've had it with your sheltered, entitled perception of the world around you. Taking you in was a goddamn mistake. Now give me the fucking gun.
I said no.
Oh, you got some fucking stones, girl. You think I'm afraid of some loose bitch on a power trip because of her daddy issues?
Joshua.
Don't worry about it, Brayden. She ain't gonna do shit. This prima donna is just a scared little girl playing grown up. And I'm fed up.
Stay back. I'm not fucking around, Joshua.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been fucking around since you got here. And now I'm the one.
Joshua!
Holy fuck! Claire, what did you do?
Joshua! Joshua!
He's dead. He must have a death wish, Claire. You just...
Shut the fuck up!
Whoa. Hey. Take it easy, Claire. There's no need to hurt anyone else.
Go stand over there with the rest of them. Now.
Okay. You don't need to point the gun at me.
I said shut up! Everyone who wants to fight back, grab a fucking gun. Otherwise, shut up and get on your knees. You'll sit here and watch while the rest of us fight for what we built.
That's what I'm talking about.
Fuck.
I'm calling the shots now. Anybody with an issue is welcome to speak up. But I can't promise I'll react nicely. Now, grab your weapons. Get ready to fight. This is our home.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I think I'm gonna be sick.
Breathe, Michael. Just breathe. What could you see when you were remote viewing inside the building?
Claire shot Joshua.
What?
I just saw someone die, Kendra.
Whoa, Michael, are you okay?
No. I'm not okay.
What about Brayden? Could you see him? Is he safe?
I'm not sure. I broke concentration after I saw Joshua go down.
So what should we do now? We don't have to go in there, you know. The police are here and they're trained for this.
I know. But I get this strange feeling that it's still gotta be us. Claire might wind up killing someone else.
Yeah, or the police might storm in and kill everyone first. Oh shit. Look. Claire's herding Brayden and a few others into that building over there.
Yeah, and more people seem to have guns. We have to get Brayden out, Kendra. We can't afford to be sneaky anymore. Claire's not messing around. If Brayden tries anything brave...
Which he probably will.
She'll take him out on the spot.
Right. So, we go in again.
No more messing around.
Nope. People are dying. Let's go.
Following you.
This just in. More shots have been heard from within the compound, leading the police to believe that hostages are now being killed. We'll try to get confirmation on... Officer! Officer, what's being done about the hostages inside the compound?
Out of my way, lady!
And there you have it, folks. With the stakes as high as they are, police are scrambling to engage and retrieve those who are still alive. Wait, here's the negotiator. Officer! Donna Rutledge from News 11.
Not you. I don't have time for this.
Sir, we're live on national television at the moment, and America wants to know what's being done to ensure the safety of the children.
Look, we don't even know that there are any children inside that compound in the first place. Secondly...
But there are young people in there.
Young adults, yes. We don't know the situation from the inside.
But can we assume that, because no one has left the compound after shots rang out, that either some people have started taking their own lives, or there's an internal struggle of some sort happening?
Now, I don't have time to speculate with you. We're gonna try and open up another line of dialogue soon, but one that ensures the safety of both sides of this debacle. Now get out of my way.
But what about-
I've said all I have to say. Now please move back.
But the people have a right to
know- If you don't move back right now, I'll make you.
All right, we're moving.
What the hell's going on? There's a huge fire. Are they burning things down?
Keep your eyes open. This back road might lead to another entrance.
Shit, I'll hop that fence if I have to. Nothing's keeping me out if I have to go in there.
Agreed.
Daddy!
Kenny! Sweetheart, are you okay?
Yeah, I knew I'd find you out here.
What are you doing? Where are Kendra and Michael? Are they safe? Wait, you're wearing your old clothes.
Yeah, that's why I had to find you first. Today's the day.
Yes, it's time.
It is. K- Kendra and Michael are gonna be okay, Daddy. I saved them once already, and I'm gonna save them again. But then I gotta go back to where I'm supposed to be.
Damn. I knew this was coming. But it doesn't make it any easier.
I'm still gonna be here as Big Kendra, Daddy.
Yeah, but I was enjoying taking care of you like I used to. You were my baby girl all over again.
I think even if I'm being a pain in the neck as Big Kendra, I'll always need you to take care of me. I'll always be your little girl, Daddy.
Come here, sweetheart. I love you so much.
I love you too, Daddy. I have to go now. Everything will be okay. I promise.
Okay. All right.
Good luck, Kenny. It's been fun.
Everybody inside. Anyone starts getting twitchy on me and I'll put a bullet in their leg. Try me on that.
You planning on having a full-blown shootout with the cops? You realize you'll die, right?
If that's what it comes down to, then so be it. I really don't mind. I thought it'd be difficult plugging Joshua the way I did. But you know what? It was actually pretty easy. I think I've got a few more in me.
Jesus Christ, you're insane.
Yeah, I guess.
Claire!
What is it?
The police are heading over!
Okay, and? Start shooting?
Really?
Yeah, dummy! Defend the castle or whatever! Sheesh. I really got my work cut out for me with these people. Joshua had them all completely neutered.
I hope you know that you just signed everyone's death warrant, Claire.
No, Brayden. This was all you. We were having a great time until you and your little news assholes showed up. You did this, not me. And now I'm gonna blow your brains out. You've been boring the fuck out of me. And I'm really not into it anymore. So.
Go for it.
Bye-bye.
I'll take that.
Hey! Stop!
Let go of the gun, Claire.
I have the gun. Kendra, Michael, get behind me.
How the fuck did you two do that? What are you?
Now lie face down on the ground.
Fuck you.
Now!
God damn it!
Now stay there. Don't even think about getting up.
What do we do? People are shooting out there.
We've got to stop them.
No. You two need to start getting people out of here. Understand? Claire, move them all into that shed, and there are barrels of gasoline in it. If this fire gets anywhere near them, this entire place explodes. Take them to the outskirts so they can get away. I'm gonna go out and try to stop the others from shooting while I can.
Brayden, wait! It's too dangerous.
Wait!
Kenny!
We already told you this is too dangerous.
Stop!
Whoa. Kenny just stopped those bullets from hitting us.
Now you glad I'm here? I just saved your life again. But Brayden's hurt.
Damn it! I think it's okay. Just the shoulder. Shit, that hurts.
We need to make our way inside. It's too dangerous out here. We've gotta... Oh, no.
What is it?
Claire's got her gun again.
I'm not gonna miss this time. Die!
No, you don't!
What? I can't move.
You're a big meanie! Yeah!
Kenny! You just...
Holy shit!
Oh my god!
I had to! She wasn't gonna stop! This was the only way she didn't shoot you first!
Shoot us first?
Yes! She was gonna kill you like she did the first time I stopped her!
You mean she...
Oh my god! What the hell happened?
Where are these children?
Everyone, they're not kids. They're here to help. Let them take you out of here. You can get to safety. That fire... It's spreading too fast. You're all in danger.
You need to come with us.
What happened, Brayden?
Listen to her, Damien. Go with them or die.
The fire is out of control. We have to go.
We built this place together.
You can build it again. Not if you're dead, though.
Guys, we really need to go now or everything changes again.
Listen to them. Take their hands and get out of here. Quickly!
We can't leave you, Brayden.
Kendra, don't worry about me. These people need protecting way more than I...
No, no, no! The kids!
You can't!
God damn it, Doc! Let me go!
Everything that happens needs to happen. Trust that they'll be okay.
And what if Kenny goes back and Kendra dies here tonight?
What am I left with? What am I left with, Doc?
It is utter chaos at the moment. An explosion has decimated the Colossus compound as police continue their approach. It is unclear whether or not anyone has survived, but the odds do not look to be in their favor. What a gruesome end to an already bloody night of terror. We can only pray for the families of those inside.
Please be them. Please be them. Rick!
Hey, I got here as fast as I could. They're not back yet, are they?
No. We still gotta hang tight.
Have you watched the news?
No, I haven't been able to. If something happens...
Sandra, nothing's going to happen. They'll be okay.
But if it does, I don't want to hear it from anyone but my husband.
I get it.
You can have the living room if you want to, though. I'll understand.
No, it's okay. We'll wait it out together.
Shit. Michael? Kenny? Michael! Michael, wake up. Shit, Michael, you have to get up. Are you... He's still breathing. Thank God. Where's Kenny?
Over here.
What is this? The explosion.
I'm protecting us.
Is this... a force field? The fire's barely moving.
It's going around us. I thought of a bubble and it just happened.
It's beautiful. So you can slow time too.
You have to hurry. I don't think I can do this much longer.
Okay, grab my hand.
No, I can't. I have to go back now.
Back where?
Back to where I came from.
Oh, right. Today must be the day. Wow, it's kind of weird to say, but... I'm gonna miss you, Kenny.
I know, but you gotta hurry, Kendra. Take Michael and Brayden.
Okay, what about the others?
Michael and Brayden!
All right, I've cut both their hands.
Will you tell them I said bye when they wake up?
I will.
Oh, and Kendra?
Yeah?
I'll bet you can't beat my high score in Tetris.
We'll see about that. Bye, Kenny.
Now, back to where I belong.
Help!
Did you hear that?
Help!
I did. Over there.
Kendra! We're coming, honey! Oh my God. Let me look at you. Are you okay?
Is Michael...
He's okay. I'm okay too. Brayden's been shot.
Shit. Let's see. Shoulder wound. Doc?
I can see an exit wound. Brayden, can you hear me?
I think he's out, Doc.
He'll need medical attention as soon as possible. But it's probably best the police find him and closer to the blast.
Closer to the fire? We have to get him to a hospital!
Kendra, if Brayden arrives at the hospital alone without anyone spotting him leave the premise, it will only raise more questions on how he managed to escape an explosion.
Right. And that Donna lady would likely just say he got out of there and blew the place up himself. Blame him for the whole thing.
You need to get him back there, and fast.
Okay, I'll just put him somewhere far enough back that it'll look like the blast knocked him there.
Good idea.
Be right back.
Help me get Michael into the car. We need to hurry and get the hell out of here.
Whoa. You see there, sweetie. You're home.
Mom.
I'm here, baby. Everyone's here.
You fell asleep in the car, and we thought it was best you rested a while.
You all right, kiddo?
Rick.
Where's Michael? Is he okay?
He's fine. Thanks to you.
You're finally awake.
You're okay.
Yeah.
What? What is it?
We're the only ones who made it out.
That can't be true.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. The explosion was really bad. No one made it.
Shit!
You did all you could.
We felt that explosion all the way where we were. And was Kenny hit by the blast too?
Yeah. I mean, no. Right as it happened, she slowed time somehow. It was like everything around us was moving in slow motion. Except for the two of us. But she also created this protective bubble around me, Michael, and Brayden somehow.
So that's how you made it out, unharmed.
Ugh! All those people!
We tried.
Kendra. You know we did.
And Brayden?
They found him where you placed him. He's in the hospital now.
He's gonna be fine.
This all could have been avoided.
What do you mean, avoided?
Everything that happened tonight. All those people who died? We could have stopped it days ago.
Now hold on a sec. We just...
But you all stopped us. You held us back. And now people are dead because of it.
Kendra, please don't get upset. This isn't anyone's fault.
It's theirs. It's ours. We had power and we didn't use it.
Kendra, you can't be expected to take responsibility for other people like that. You're just kids.
Dad.
For the record, that's the last time anyone calls me a kid.
This has been quite a traumatic night. Why don't we all give Kendra some space? I'd like a moment alone with her, if that's okay.
Sure.
We love you, sweetheart.
So much.
And thanks again for keeping Michael safe. I'm not going to forget that.
You ought to take a hike too, Doc. You're not blameless.
No. You're absolutely right, Kendra. Against the better judgment of your parents, I do think more could have been done in hindsight. I will most likely carry the burden of that knowledge until the day I die. But we can't know how these things will play out.
I can! I can go backward in time! Help me figure out how to do it again, Doc. If Kenny was able to control it, then I know I can do it too. Just help me. I can make this right!
But there are consequences to that, Kendra. Every action to avoid a foreseen future is usually the causation of that future.
Meaning what?
Meaning, you cannot escape fate, no matter how hard you try.
I guess we'll just see about that. Because next time, I'm not letting anyone get in my way.
This episode was written by Gerard Howard, and it starred Maya Doliel as Kendra Nichols, Alistair Cato as Michael Pham, Bradley Gareth as Brayden Fields, and Vinay P. Narayani as Dr. Sanjay Padaki. It featured Dexter Howard as Joshua, Blair Green Osako as young Kendra, Gary Gibbs as Kenneth, Sheila Morris as Sandra, Jordan Kalina as Rick, Chelsea Krause as Claire and the airport receptionist, Reed Donut as Damien, Pete Camby as Roswell, Joshua Cookingham as Detective Gantz, Grant DiRigo as Colossus member and police officer, and Tamika Diaz as Donna Rutledge. Casting was by Jennifer Rausch and Robert Garza. The original theme song was composed by Yakov Svechkovich and remixed for Season 2 by Eldrin Thrower Jr. More information about this podcast, including links to the enhanced visual version, can be found at luciddreamspodcast.com. Copyright 2024, Fargo Productions.